Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting second, the second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third, the center fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Cliff Cook. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth, the catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second, the second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, George Altman. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Don Landrum. Batting seventh, the catcher, L. Tapp. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Alex Gramas. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Neal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hubbs scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a pop-up towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hubbs strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hodges hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodges moves to second. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gramas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig fires to first and has Santo trapped. There's the throw to Chacon, who tags Santo for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Craig covering, for the out. Two outs. L. Tap batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Tap takes first base on ball four. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Grammas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tap moves to second. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chacon is 0 for 1 in the game. Chacon hits a line drive towards the mound. Ellsworth reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Christopher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Grammas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Thomas, who is chasing the ball. Brock reaches third base with a triple. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Christopher, who is chasing the ball. Hubbs reaches third base with a triple. Brock scores. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Craig covering, for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up towards third. Cook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a pop-up towards short. Grammas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Landrum. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Harry Chee-Tee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Chee-Tee is 0 for 1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Grammas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grammas hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roger Craig batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Craig is 0 for 1 in the game. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0 for 2 in the game. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Craig fires to first and picks off Brock. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hubbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Hodges reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Hubbs attempting to get to second, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Christopher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hodges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodges strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Christopher moves to third. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Christopher scores. Cook moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hickman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Altman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Landrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tap is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tap hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Chee-Ti is 0 for 2 in the game. Chee-Ti hits a pop-up towards short. Grama settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Craig is 0 for 2 in the game. Craig hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elio Chacon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Chacon is 0 for 3 in the game. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grammas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grammas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Christopher is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hubbs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hodges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hodges moves to second. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-3 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Craig batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Craig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Craig takes first base on ball 4. Hodges moves to third. Hickman moves to second. Don Elston now pitching. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Elio Chacon. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing third base. Felix Mantilla now playing shortstop. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Landrum is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Landrum bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Chee-Tee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks pinch hits for El Tap. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Bob will pinch hits for Alex Grammas. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Jim McKnight pinch hits for Bob Will. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McKnight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2. And Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.